Love you, man.
Let's praise the Lord, everybody. Come on. Like you mean it, because it says in the Bible that when the Lord is near, take advantage of it. So come on, let's just keep praising Him. Let's pray for the Spirit. Let's just praise the Lord in our hearts. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that's going to come forth, Lord. Clear our hearts, Father God. Clear everything that's out of, in our minds, Father God. Take it out, Father, so that we receive your word in our mind and in our hearts. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Father. Let your word come forth, Lord. Let the ever-living waters of heaven just pour out. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your word of truth, Father God, because your word is truth in the beginning, now, and forever, Lord God. So as we come together, Father God, on one accord, and that is to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How's everybody feeling? I want everybody to say destiny.
Destiny.
One more time.
Destiny.
Okay. We're children of God, right? Amen. We all have destiny. I'm going to start today, chapter 13, Genesis, verse 8. Everybody gets their say amen. I'm going to begin reading. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife. I pray thee between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of the Jordan. And it was well watered everywhere. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, and thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever. This is the word of the Lord. Now this part right here is just so jumped out at my spirit, and God has been telling me this for a long time, is that if we go into the story of Lot and Abraham, of course they were together and they were getting blessed and the Lord was making path for them. But it came a time in their life where they both had to go each their separate way. And so Abraham, being a man of God and integrity, he gave Lot the choice, which he told him, Lot, where is it that you want to go? If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And Lot looked up, it says, and then he saw all the garden. He saw all the land. And he saw everything with his physical eyes. And he made the decision based on what he saw and not on his situation and not trusting in God. And that's what happens a lot of times nowadays is, right away, we look at situation in our circumstance, and we real quick to judge or to do something just based on what we see, on our present, not on what's down the road. But as we go down to the story, it says the Lord speaks to Abraham, and he tells him, look at all the land, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. He said, I will give you all that land. And not only that, it will belong to you, to all your seed, to all your people. And I just want us to keep that in mind. I'm going to continue on in the Word, or I'm going to go to the book of Ruth. And then once I go to Ruth, and then you guys know, everybody know Ruth? Have you heard the story before? Kind of. Okay, and remember, one more time, let's say destiny.
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 I'm going to start on chapter 1. And now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he, his wife, and his two sons. And the man's name was Amalek. And the name of his wife was Naomi. And the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion. Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came to the country of Moab and continued there. And Amalek and Naomi's husband died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. And the name of one was Orpha, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left to her two sons with her and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return to the country from Moab, for she had heard that in the country of Moab, how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to the return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return to each other's mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them and lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? She was asking a question. Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I also should have a husband also tonight, I should also bear sons. Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it giveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more so, if I ought but death part thee and me. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. Now, I wanted to read it all together so that we just have a better understanding. Both circumstances, Lot and Ruth, both had a choice. They had a choice to make in their life. Either continue and go after God, or to depart as Naomi and her sister-in-law. Sometimes when we're doing things in our life, things may be cloudy, things may not look so good, things may be rough, we may be having, you know, a hard time going through the fire, we may be struggling, we may, you know, lose a job, lose a family member, have an argument with your wife, you know, something happened in your life that the circumstance you get put into, you can't see clearly. But that's the time when we got to give ourselves to the Lord. Ruth, in this circumstance, her mother-in-law Naomi loses her husband. They lose, both daughters-in-laws lose their husbands, and they're just suffering, you know, and they feel a judgment on them. You know, they don't feel like, Naomi doesn't feel worthy. So then she's ready to come back to Israel. She says that, you know, the Lord spoke to her and said that the Lord has blessed the Israelites, so she wants to go back to her people. And Ruth, and her other sister-in-law have a choice. And Naomi tells them, go back, stay with your people. But Ruth doesn't do that. She leaves every single thing in her life that she's comfortable with, every single thing that she knows in her life, she leaves it. She leaves it to trust in God. It says in the Bible that she trusts in God. She turns herself to God. She gives herself to God. She gives all her faith to God. Those are the things that we got to believe in. Just like Abraham, he looked and Lot chose Olive Garden. He chose a land that was beautiful, but that was a land that was in sin. Sometimes when things are in our life that look pretty, they're not pretty. They're not the right thing in our life. Things may look dry. Things may look barren. Things may look nasty. Sometimes we got to give up some things in our life like Ruth did. You know who Ruth is, right? She's David's grandmother, grandmother of Jesus. She's not even an Israelite. You know, some people were telling, you know, it's so sad that I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, oh, well, we don't believe in interracial marriages, or, you know, we're segregated. And I was like, this is a Christian person? And she said, yeah, I'm Christian, and da-da-da. And I said, really? And yeah, my parents, you know, they don't believe in that. And I'm like, really? And they were talking about how, you know, in the Bible, da-da-da. And I was like, did you know Ruth? You know who Ruth is? And she stared and looked at me, and she's like, no. Kind of. I'm like, really? Do you really know who Ruth is? She's a Moabite. She's not even an Israelite. And she's Jesus' grandmother. So just because things look a certain way doesn't mean that they are a certain way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, no matter what our circumstances, we got to put down all barriers, all walls, and we got to trust in Jesus. You know why Jesus came? He didn't come for the perfect. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sinner. He came for the needle, the person with a needle in his arm. He came for the drunken person. He came for the lost. He came for the people that were blind. He came for the people that were deaf. He came for the people that were mute. He came for the lame. That's why Jesus came. But we just got to put our trust, our faith in God. No matter what our circumstance puts us through, no matter what we're going through, we have to just put our trust, number one, in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. You guys know the tabernacle? You guys know how the tabernacle is made? It's sprinkled by the blood of Jesus, and He sits on there for us. Before, back in the old days, the priests used to have to go and meet and commune with God there before they could go for the people. But now Jesus sits there for us. There's no barrier. When the Lord died, He died for us. There's no more veil. There's no veil. There's just Him and you. No matter what's in our life, we have to put our trust in Him. No matter how bad it looks, no matter what we're going through, whatever the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He walketh me through the valleys. You know what it says in there also? It says that He prepares the tables before us in the presence of our enemies. Right next to our enemies, arm in arm. It says we're at a table with them, hanging out with them. Why is that? Because He's right there with us. He anoints your head. We all have purpose. We all have destiny. But we have to learn to focus on Him and what He wants for us, what He wants for each and every single person in this room. Every single person here has a destiny, has a calling, has purpose. No matter what you're going through today, today's our day. Today's your day. Today is the day to make change. Today you're going to walk through that door. Today you're going to, no matter if you're going through that shadow of death, fear not, for thou art with you. He is with you today. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort you. You know what? You know when I read that scripture, you know what it jumped out at me? Usually people, you know, we lean on it or whatever. No. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort. You know why it comforts you? Because you walk in the authority of the Most High. You walk with His staff. That is a staff of authority. That is a staff of sure footing. Like whenever you're going to lose your balance, you just grab onto that staff, you dig in, and you keep pressing forward, no matter what you're going through. Some of you are believing in God for healing. Oh, you know, you have that doubt. Oh, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? It says in the Bible, He says, I will heal you. I will bless you. I will lift you up out of that cave. I will take you out of whatever circumstance, whatever mess you're in. He's going to take you out because you're children of God. You're children of God, and you have purpose. You have destiny. There's nothing that can come against you in this world that you can't overcome. through the blood of Christ, through Jesus Christ. He is just so wonderful. We got to stop. We got to take our eyes off our present, off our mess. We got to keep our eyes focused in God and in the Lord and in Jesus. We got to keep our eyes focused with strength. And we just got to call upon him, and he's there for us. He came down for us. He didn't come down for these, you know, perfect people. That's not why he came down. He came down to give us strength. He came down to teach us. Every single verse or every single story in this Bible is about Jesus. Every single story is about Jesus. Every single promise in that book is for us because we are in Christ. It says in the Bible, you know, the Son and the Father and the Father and the Son. And if you believe, the Son is in us and we are in him. So we are one accord. We're united as one. And we got to walk in that authority. No matter, we can't be blinded by the enemy. The enemy tries to use our circumstance to blind us, to steer us in a different, you know, corner, different path. But the Lord is the one that can make your path straight no matter what you're going through. Even if we fall off path a little bit, he will pull you right back. All we got to do is keep our eyes focused on him. Do not let the enemy lie to you. Don't let those lying spirits play games in your head. Do not let them overcome you. Don't let them, you know, well, he said this, so I'm going to do this. No. Let's be men of God. Let's stand there. Let's stand firm. Let's stand in his word. Let's ask him, Lord, just give us strength. Give us courage to stand in your word. Give us courage to just give us a strength. Lord, I know what your word says. Just put that strength in me. All we got to do is call upon him. All we have to do is call upon him. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've gone through, no matter, I mean, the worst thing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. He loved us so much that he brought his son down here for us. Because, you know, the law used to kill people. By his grace, we are saved. By his mercy. By his blood. It says in the Bible that by his stripes, we are healed. That means in the spirit and in the body. But all we have to do is believe in him. Keep our eyes focused on him. No matter what comes our way, we have the strength to overtake it. And don't back down. We got to start being rough Christians. We got to start being strong Christians. We have to start taking authority from this enemy. This enemy came over here and he's just trying to, you know, play all these games with us, make us weak, make us think we don't have any power. He's trying to make all these circumstances kick us down, kick us in the dirt, cover our eyes, bury us. Today is not going to happen anymore. From today on, we're going to walk forward in the authority of Christ with the power. With the glory, we're going to heal people. We're going to heal the people, clear their eyes, take the stuff out of their ears so they can hear the word of God, so that they know who we are. We are strong people. We are strong people. God wants us to start taking a stand, start trusting in him with all our hearts, no matter what's coming against us. You know, it gets, you know, sometimes circumstances in our life, you know, they can start weighing on us, making us feel tired. Making us feel old. But, no offense, but what God wants is, no matter what, as you were saying, you know, even if I'm a child or whatever, or no matter how old we are, we're always spirit, number one. And we belong to the Most High. He created us perfect. He did not make one thing not perfect. Not one thing in the Bible, even the fallen angel he made perfect. He made him in beauty. His voice was just something of music. He was, you know, it said when he used to walk in the garden that he was just always praising and beautiful. He was made perfect. He was an anointed angel. There's another angel that was an anointed cherub. It says anointed cherub. He made him perfect. But now he's fallen and, you know, the destruction and all this stuff. And now he comes to try to overthrow us, overcome us. And he wants to take away the power, make us think that we don't have power. He wants to put us in the grave. He wants to steal us from our promise. He wants to steal things. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He's a, you know, he's just every single negative thing there is out there. Anything that goes against God. We got to just keep our strength, keep our faith. Naomi, no matter what she was going, Ruth, no matter what she was going through, she just gave herself to God. She had no idea, I'm sure when she was born, she had no idea who she was, where her destiny was going. She had no idea, no clue. She didn't know what the path she was going to walk on. She didn't know she was going to be the son of King, the grandmother of King David. She had no idea. Can you imagine if she was born and, you know, hey, you're going to be one day, your son's going to be the greatest king of Israel. He's going to be called the man after God's own heart. You think, you know, she had no idea. She came from a land where they worshiped other gods, had different practices. If I could just throw something in your all's heart, fire in your heart, and just keep that fire and just know that God has purpose for you. You are God's chosen people. You are the remnant of the Most High. He called you here for purpose, not just because. You're not alive just because. Just as Pastor said, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders, you're alive. You're here. You're here today. You're breathing. He sustains us when we're asleep. You understand that? When we're asleep, we have no idea what's going on, but He sustains us when we're asleep. He has control of our path, every single step we take. Every single step, every single place we go to is ordained by God. You know, I wake up every morning and I'm like, Lord, guide me today by your Spirit. Let me do your will. Guide me. Teach me. If I need to learn something, if I need to pour out into somebody, then let that happen, Lord. But let it be your will. Not by my will, but your will. Sometimes I'll go to Whataburger. And I'll be sitting there, and I was like, Lord, I know you have me here for a reason. I don't know why, but I know I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be here. I don't know why. I had to walk down the street like 2 blocks because I didn't have a car, so I walked to Whataburger. I'm sitting there with my Bible, and I'm just sitting there chewing on fries, you know. Shouldn't be doing that, but, you know, I was in the glory of the fries. And you know, when you start eating fries and you're eating them and they're all good, and then you get down to the bottom, you're looking for the crumbs, and you're like, oh. And then you see the paper, a little piece of paper, and you're like, oh, well, this was touching the fries, so you eat that. Just kidding. No, but anyways, I was sitting there at Whataburger, and just I was in my word, and I started speaking. I was talking on the phone with someone, and I was talking about God. And some people came in, and my spirit jumped, and I'm like, that's them. God showed me purpose, right? And I was there like 45 minutes, had no idea. I was just sitting there in the corner all by myself. So these people walk in. They sit way across on the other side of Whataburger, and they're listening to the whole time they're listening to my conversation. And I'm talking about God, about the Holy Spirit, what He's done for me, how amazing He is, how much, you know, He's just guiding me and loving on me and just touching my heart every single day. And, you know, as I'm talking, they come up and they're like, ask me, hey, do you know this verse? I'm like, yeah, I know that verse. And so I start looking it up in the Bible. And he's like, oh, well, I was just wondering because God has been, you know, I've been looking for a verse and I wanted to give it to somebody. So I'm like, okay. And bam, the Holy Spirit hits. And the Holy Spirit starts, moving right there at Whataburger to some, you know, two people that don't even know each other. The Holy Spirit started, you know, I start ministering, and the Lord's telling me this for them, you know, and He's just like, wow. He's like, you're right. And I was like, it's not me, it's the Lord. And I was like, you have purpose, you have destiny, just like this is destiny for us to meet for whatever reason. Said, we got to go and do what we have to do. Every single thing that we do in our life is purpose. No matter if it's bad, no matter if we're going through the valley, sometimes things look rough. Some things are going to be rough. Let me speak about me. I lost my business. You know, when I started coming to the House of Manna, I still had my company. I was doing well. I was moving forward. And then I started getting all these contracts. I was like, woo, being a Christian's good. I don't know why everybody's not a Christian, man. I got jobs lined up for years building Valeros. I mean, talking big money. And I was just like, oh, yeah, Christian is good. You know, I was like so happy, you know. And then I lost everything. And in my physical eyes, I cried. One day I sat down in a chair and I cried my eyes out. I felt lost. I felt like I did something wrong. I was like, Lord, what did I do? Did I not say something right? Have I been living a lie, Lord? Was I not doing what I was supposed to be doing? Did I not hear your word correctly? Did I not do what I was supposed to do? Did I do something that was so bad in my life in the past that no matter what I do now, I can never move forward? And all these things were in my head. And I just felt broken. I was like, Lord, I've worked so hard. You told me I was going to prosper. I believe. And then I was just crying and crying and crying. I felt alone. But then for some whatever reason, I didn't feel alone. In my head, I was like, in my eyes, I was like, you know, I've just lost contracts. I've just lost this. I've lost that. I've lost, you know, so much money. And, you know, everything that comes with that, you know, it's like I had to file bankruptcy. I had to just lose it all. I lost every single thing. But at the same time, God was giving me so much more. And you know why? Because I gave it all to him. I gave it to him. And I had faith in my heart that no matter what I was going to go through, no matter what I was going through, no matter how bad it was, I mean, you know, just to say that I lost everything, it doesn't even explain, or I can't even describe of what I went through. You know, by my son's mom, oh, I'm a deadbeat, I'm this, I'm that, you know, I'm never going to amount to anything. People telling me, you know, that I failed. You know, people looked so down upon me with their physical eyes. You know what I'm saying? They were judging me by their eyes. And I could have just fell apart. But I never did. I never fell apart, except I only cried once. And that was the first hour it happened. And after that said, I said, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I know everything that I go through is for purpose, Lord God. Whatever you're going to show me in this circumstance, I'm going to get through this. No matter what comes at me, Lord God, I know you're by me. No matter what I'm going through, no matter how nasty it looks, no matter how much the world says that I'm going to fail, I'm not going to fail, Lord. I know because you're with me. You're the strength. Through you, I can do all things. Through you, I can do anything. Through you, nothing that comes upon me, Father God, I cannot get through. And if it's something that you let go through your hands, it's for purpose. So it's up to me to walk in that authority, to walk in faith, not by sight, but by faith, we walk and we grow and we begin to develop a relationship with the Lord and we start giving every single thing to him, even the little things. We got to give it to him. We got to believe in him. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how rough the waters are, no matter how rough it is, we know that we are God's people. We are his remnant. And no matter what goes in our life, he is there for us. He is there with us. It's there for a purpose. We are purposed. This enemy that keeps lying to you and trying to dictate your life, don't give in to him. Do not give in to him. You know, my story, a same thing happened to another electrical contractor, because I was an electrical contractor. The same thing happened to another guy, same time. And he lost his life. He hung himself. That's how bad we can get lost at times. If we don't have faith, if we don't put everything in God. We must put everything in God. And we have to believe. We have to believe in him. Because he will be that miracle. He is the miracle. He didn't, and Jesus didn't come down for the perfect. No matter what we've done in our life, no matter what we've said, no matter if we think in our physical that we failed, we didn't fail. Jesus came down for us. Jesus came down for every single person in this room. Jesus came down to give you the bread of life. He is the light. We just have to grab onto it and hold onto it, and no matter what comes our way, not let go. That's what life's about. Everything is a process. Everything in that Bible is a process. God shows us time after time after time that things get a little rough before they get better. Things get darkest before dawn, you know? Things come at us so hard, you know, when we start walking that good life, you know, the Christian walk, all hell breaks loose. And it's a good thing. I'm here to tell you it's a good thing. It's a good thing when you're going through the fire. It's a good thing when you have your trials. Because then when you're tested and you come out approved. I mean, let's just praise God. I mean, thank you, God. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for your son. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he came down for us. No matter what we do in our life, no matter what we've done in our life, we're going to get through this, Lord, because you're there for us. You're there to lean on. You're their strength. You guide us. You are the lamp of our feet. It says he is the lamp of our feet in darkness. No matter what we come against, do not discredit God. Even though we sometimes, most of the time, we make our own mess, right? We make our own mess. That doesn't discredit us. You're not discredited. You're here to be approved. You're here to be approved. God approved you by the blood of his son, Jesus. He came down. He saved us. He healed people. He gave people sight. He gave people hope. He healed by faith and he healed by compassion. Those are the things that move God. Faith and compassion. All we got to do is keep our eyes focused on him and the hand of God will move for you. The greatest miracles in the Bible were when man was at rest. When we were just sitting and waiting for him to move and let him move on our behalf. That's what we have to learn. We have to stop thinking about things and seeing things in our physical. We have to stop letting our eyes dictate for us what our path is. It's almost when we see something, we already put limits on God. When we see something, we're like, oh, I could only get this. You know, I'm never going to be able to do this because of this, because of something that we have. You know, Moses stuttered and he spoke. I was one of those, you know, I could not public speak for anything. And I'm a living testimony. I could not public speak. I took speech 3 times in college and failed. I failed 3 times. I sure did. And when you fail a class 3 times, I won't let you take that class over. They're like, ooh, let's throw this guy out. So you know what I had to do? I had to go take a class that was harder than just public speaking. I had to take a class that was more difficult than public speaking. And I aced that class. And I aced it. Because you know why? I didn't give up. I didn't give up. I said, no matter what it takes, Lord, I know you're going to get me through this. And this is before I was all holy, you know, supposedly, quote unquote. This is when I was out doing my mess, you know, in my early 20s. I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this, Lord, but I know I'm going to get through this, Lord. Every single day before class, I used to pray. And I had to pray. It was just, I need to pray. I was like, okay, I didn't know why. But I said, Lord, you're going to get me through this today. I used to get up to stand up to the front, sweat, and it wasn't the Holy Ghost making me sweat. Sweat, cotton mouth, you know. I mean, I had pits like, man, I had to learn how to dress also. I had to learn how to dress. I couldn't wear certain shirts because, I mean, my sweat would just be, I had to dress in layers. It was just horrible. Horrible. It was nasty. But then God gave me his grace. His grace. I stood up there and they said, speak for 12 minutes on this subject. I had no idea what to say. No idea. And then I remember a story that my grandfather gave me one time and it just started flowing. And now, what am I doing? I'm speaking in front of the church. And that's something little. But the whole story, it's all the same. Is that we got to believe in God, put God first, and let him move in our life. We can't judge things by our visual. We can't judge things by our circumstance. Sometimes these circumstances that God puts us in is to make us stronger, wiser, tougher. I was reading Ezekiel, and the Lord tells him, "Speak, thus saith the Lord to my people." He said, they are stubborn people. They are rebellious people. But I'm going to make you like an adamant, meaning he's going to make him just as stubborn. So sometimes God puts us through something so he can build us up, make us strong, so we could be walking around, you know, powerlifting, in a powerlifting outfit. You know, we can be strong and ready, you know, for whatever comes, you know, God knows the end from the beginning. And he puts us through things so that when something, a trial comes up ahead, that we're ready for it. And we just got to start peeling off these scales of our eyes and start seeing in the spirit, because that's where we need to be seen. That's where each individual today needs to start looking at things in the spirit and trusting in God, because he will do things for you. He will deliver you. He will lift you out of that hole. He will save you. A family member that's going through something or that's not with you, he will take care of them. You just got to give it to him. You got to give it to him, but you got to do it with faith. You have to give it to him. You have to believe, and you have to pray. The power of prayer, let me tell you, I heard a preacher talking about how we shouldn't pray. And I was just like, okay, what? I was like, Jesus went up to the mount, and he came down, and Peter and all them, they were falling asleep, and he was getting mad because they weren't praying. I was like, so how can this guy be at the pulpit telling his people not to pray? I was like, what is going on? But the thing about prayer is that it brings us closer to God. It brings us closer to him. It gets us in that intimacy where we get to know him. We start to grow in the spirit. Because when we're in the spirit, that's when the enemy can't come in and try to knock us down. We got to be in the spirit to walk things out, to walk this life. Yes, we live in a fleshly body, but we got to move in the spirit. We got to move in the authority of God. And the only way to get that is by prayer and being intimate with him. And we got to know that we got to dig our roots deep down into the ground so that when the storm comes, we don't break or we're not blown away. We got to dig ourselves deep. And just like in the story of Lot and Abraham, you know, Lot went right away by his vision, by what he saw, and that's how he fell. Because he went for that. He made the choice to go by what he saw. And in the land that he chose, it was nothing but sin. It was the worst thing for him. Things in our life that are placed in front of us, they can look pretty, enticing, and we go after it, and it's the wrong choice for us. That's not what God wanted for us. That's not the right choice. You got to believe in God and let him guide you in your spirit. And don't let that circumstance, don't let what you see dictate your outcome. Don't let that dictate your outcome. Whatever circumstance you're going through, whatever sickness, whatever the doctor tells you, don't accept it. Don't accept anything that the doctor tells you. Say, well, I got a doctor in heaven that says I'm already healed. And his word is truth. His word is truth in the beginning, now, and forever. Forever. And that's what I go by. So whatever you say, I think you better go check your records, because I know I'm healed. You got to change. We got to start taking authority. God gave us authority over this land, over the earth, and we got to start using it. So many times the enemy puts things in us to break us down, and we just give up because we don't know. Coming up, you know, not walking the way I'm walking now, but before I just was never taught this. I was never taught that we had authority. I never knew that we had strength. I never knew that we were one with the Lord. So I walked around, and whatever came at me, you know, oh, I'm done. That's it. You know, I'm letting this person dictate for me what my life is. I'm letting this situation come at me and tell me what's going to happen to me. I'm letting this person push me down and not standing up for myself. You know, I got to stop doing that. I got to stand up and know that God's inside me. The spirit that's in us is greater than the spirit of the world. And that's what we got to do today. Start standing as Christians, standing in strength, standing with authority, and start trusting, number one, in God. That's where we need to be. We got to stop worrying about what's around us that's clouding our judgment, clouding our vision, clouding our thoughts, clouding everything that we do. Because we don't put our trust in God. Some of the stuff that we go through, the sufferings that we go through is self-imposed. Why? Because we don't trust in God anymore. You don't have that pure trust. You know, you give up. You're like, oh, well, this happened, so, you know, I'm going to cry. I believe in God. But are you really trusting in Him enough that He's going to take care of it? Are you really trusting in Him? You know, there's things that we do in our life that, you know, yes, we believe in God. But are we really trusting in Him? Are we really believing in Him? We got to believe. Even if it's just a little, the faith of a mustard seed will move a mountain, it says in the Word. We got to believe in that. You got to just have that little bit of faith, just enough, you know, and He will do the rest. But you have to not let the enemy put these blinders on. You can't let the enemy dictate to you what's going to, your outcome's going to be. You can't let them tell you how, what's going to happen to your life. We have everlasting life. You know that, right? We have the authority now. All we got to do is walk in it. All we got to do is walk in authority, walk in faith, walk in strength. Know that when a circumstance comes at us, we have the authority to take control over it. It says we walk in and we can change the atmosphere. We can change our situation. By the love of God, by the light, we have the authority. By His love, by His grace. So no matter what you do or what you've done in your life, always know that God is here for you. His love and His mercy endureth forever. So I want everybody to stand up, please. Everybody to stand up. Everybody to stand up. God says, I will. That's what's coming to my ears right now. He said, I will. Whatever the circumstance is, healing, you are healed. Court situation, He says, I will. Oh, Lord, thank You, Lord. Whatever you're believing in God for, He says, I will. There's a story of the Lord in the Bible where the leper comes to Him. And you know what? The leper knew who he was. He knew his ability. He knew his power. And he said, if You will. And God said, I will. So I want you to walk in that today. I want you to lift up your hands and say, Lord, I believe in You, Father, for the miracle. I believe in You for the manifestation that's going to happen in my life, Father God. I thank You for the authority that You have bestowed upon me, Father. I thank You for the strength and the power, Lord God. No matter what the enemy places before me, Father God, I know I am an overcomer. I know that I put my faith and my heart in You, Lord God. You are the lifter of my eyes. You are the lifter of my head. You are the lifter of my spirit. You give all things are possible through You, Lord God. So no matter what we're going through today, Father, I know that we're going to come out on top. I know that we have Your power. We have Your love. Your love just cast out all fear. Your perfect love cast out all fear. So, Father, I receive Your strength. I receive Your love. And I know, Lord, that You're going to do the manifestations and the works and the miracles, Lord, because Your word says You will. All we have to do is ask, and You will. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for the circumstance that we're in, Father God, because it is for purpose, because we are destined. We are the remnant, Father, and we come unto You, Father God. Our hearts are open to You. Our hearts are open to Your Spirit. Our minds are open to Your Word. Download into us, Father. Download into us the strength that we need, the guidance that we need, Father God. Anything that may be hindering us, Father, remove it from us, Father God. Let the ever-living waters of heaven just come down. Let the ever-living waters of heaven just flow. Permeate our hearts, permeate our souls, Lord. And Lord, we give all things to You. We leave them at the cross, Father God. That thorn in our side, Father God, or may it be those thorns, Father, there's no limit to Your power. There's no limit to Your will. Father, remove these scales from our eyes, Father God, and let us just know and trust, Father, that You are by our side and You will get us through everything, no matter what our circumstances, Father God, no matter what the outcome may be, Father God. We know that You are with us, and we thank You, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, for he is seated at the mercy seat, Father, and he intercedes for us constantly, Lord, day and night, Father. And we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo! Let's praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We're destined. We are purposed. No matter what we're going through, you may be seated. No matter what you're going through, just know that there is purpose. No matter what situation you're in, there is purpose. So don't let your physical eyes dictate your outcome. You have to trust in God. Trust in him. Trust in him wholeheartedly. Trust, this trust, no matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, maybe it be a sickness or a loss of a loved one or a relationship or finances or whatever it is that you may be going through, put your trust in God. If it's something that you're going through at school, if it's something that you're going through, you know, something from your past that keeps trying to come back, put your trust in God. He will be your strength. He will be the light. He will be your comforter. He is the El Shaddai, the God Almighty. There are no limits for him. No matter how dark it is, he is your light. No matter how dark or how hard it is, he is your strength. Believe in him. Trust in him. And don't give the enemy power. Don't let what you see in front of you dictate your outcome. Do not let the enemy lie to you. Do not let the enemy put things before you that look all pretty, because it may not be the best thing for you. Put your trust in God. Every single thing that you're going through, put your trust in God. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen. Trust.